Blog Talk Radio.
You have no idea what you got involved with. You have no idea who you're messing with.
Might
you
not.
Have no idea. Congratulations.
Y'all better tune in to Monday Night Sat for Raw. To the only show doing a recap when it goes off. You know how Mondays go. Watch your Raw first. Then listening to the Perfect Flex Radio. Shout out to the CEO, my homie Mike Knox.
What up?
AKA the Stephen A. Smith, the wrestler.
Get out of here with that.
And if you ever met him, you know he knows his wrestling. Don't believe me, check out his title collection.
The King of Belts.
Haters, we don't stress them, cause we destined for greatness. Stay on the bench watching the franchise players. Shout out to Spot Face. What up, K and me? The crew better known as Three Count to you and me. Wrestling version of ESPN, first and 10. And for the fans asking, what's up with TNA? Check out Mr. Lopez,
Mr.
this show covers everything. And for the marks that just hopped in the bag, y'all need some wrestling history, better listen to Chad.
They're
rolling up the latest SmackDown on competition too. Matter of fact, y'all, let me stop spitting, dude. It's time to tune in to the show the pros listen to. Yeah.
Perfect Flex Radio.
Y'all know what it is, man. Y'all know what y'all better be listening to. Every Monday night after Raw. Go on to www.bdsirnetwork.com or call in 347-637-3859. This is the Perfect Flex Radio, man. Y'all, you know what it is. Hey, yo, Mike Knox, I see you, man. You got $1 million audience, man. Matter of fact, let's talk wrestling, man. Enough of this, man. It's your boy Fred Nux. Get at him.
Do you smell when Nux is cooking?
Black Mania 2 coming soon.
Do you smell when
Welcome, everybody, back to Perfect Flex Talk Radio. Right here, part of the BDSR Radio Network, brought to you by Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM. But other, you know, they present us. It's not who we are. We're not Fox Sports. No, not at all, people. We are the wrestling show like no other wrestling show that has been, because we have been here amongst the longest, people. You look at the archives of radio podcasts and you will see BDSIR. Back then, Sean Radio Network. Perfect Plex Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mike Knox, and indeed, like tonight's mix-up at TLC, I am hardcore. And I'm going to tell you why, guys. Kurt Angle is wrestling tonight. But people, we will get AJ Styles versus Finn Balor. The internet saying everybody's seeking Cody to leave the company. I say in the words of Stone Cold Steve Austin, slow down. Youngsters, 347-637-3859. I'm going to call it. I am your Mianella host. You are the Mianella oriented. Together, we will tag in and out to form this million-dollar connection. People, I love you guys. Wrestling is what we love, so we are here today, and I'm not here alone in the barbershop. Welcome back to the program, people. Stand on your feet for Dice. Man, the great Johnson. Yeah, can you dig it?
Ooh, yeah, brother, dig it. The Dice Man is here, y'all. What's up? What's up?
Man, listen. What is up is the fact that Micah has no internet because he just moved. Who goes into public buying sandwiches for the pay-per-view because, you know, Colombians like to eat sandwiches during pay-per-view matches. I heard that before. I didn't just make that up. Okay, I did. I heard somebody said that they like to go get sandwiches before pay-per-views. I don't know. Mexicans get beer, blacks get pot. I don't know. Whatever. You know, when you say Christian gets coke, right, my white friends, they get coke. Some mess. But it's wrestling night, buddy. It is wrestling night. It is going down. And TLC is not what we thought it will be. Per the WWE, because of meningitis, he said we eat burgers. My bad. We eat burgers. Because of meningitis, it's a shakeup. We will not see the return of the Shield, in which we thought it'd be constructed Kurt Angle steps in the ring in action in the WWE, and the biggest question has to be, is he ready? Why Kurt Angle? We know this happened short notice. It had to be something to sell the pay-per-view, but it happened. But when this came out, because I'm going to what I find important about this whole wrestling situation, okay? We're going to talk about the winners and losers later on tonight, okay, Dice? And when Hoga yes, joins us and everybody gets on. But it's the zero fucks that Daniel Bryan has been given on the internet lately. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then you don't search the internet. Yes, I know I say internet and wrestling, right? I always say I'm not an IWC, right? But we all know, although I say I'm not an internet wrestling community wrestling fan, that's not true, right? Because I'm on the internet talking about wrestling, right? So I'm just not a crackhead wrestling internet fan like you guys are, right? So I got to dial it back. I saw crack in the hood, and I said, never smoke that shit. You guys didn't listen. That's how y'all are towards wrestling. Now, Daniel Bryan, like I said, in case you've been living under a rock, you know he's done some, Instagram with his wife. Talking about if I joined the Bullet Club, this is what it would look like. And he's not been happy, including when Kurt Angle comes out to have this match. Guys, when you first heard this, what did you think? Like, right there, when Kurt Angle's coming back and Daniel Bryan is like, what the fuck? How do you feel about that?
I was completely blown away because, I mean, I'm at work and I get a notification, an official WWE notification at that. Anytime you get that official WWE notification, then you know it's damn true. And
right.
The minute I got it, I immediately stopped working. I'm like, wait, what? What is going on? And because, I mean, everybody knows if Daniel Bryan's neck is in a lot, it has been through a lot. Just think of everything that Kurt Angle's neck has been through. For over 25 years.
They're worried about Daniel's concussions, not his neck. They're worried about Daniel's concussions, just to be specific. Said that word right.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Specific, yeah.
Yeah.
He did that.
Yeah, okay, so, but still, I mean, Kurt's been through the ringer as far as injuries to the neck and the head. I mean, like, it's pretty much everybody knows his history. So, I mean, they're taking a bigger risk with Kurt Angle's neck history than Daniel Bryan's concussion history, more, you know, so it's real a mind scratcher, honestly. Like, but yeah, Daniel Bryan has a right to be pissed, and I'm pissed for him. I mean, granted,
right.
I'm a bigger Kurt Angle fan than I am a Daniel Bryan fan, but Daniel Bryan could go. He had a pretty big following when he was at the top of his career, and for them to not give him that back or give him an opportunity to get that back, I think it's really shady on WWE's part, and rightfully so. He needs to go ahead and send any type of message that he's disgruntled with the company.
Now, so you have a lot of articles coming out. You know, you have the success lately. Do you think with the changes that's happened, right? Because we understand the world that we live in, right? We live in a very complex society, which is professional wrestling. You know what I mean? It's what it is. It's all different kind of spectrums. People have different thoughts. People, you know, buy into, I hate the WWE. You have people to say, even those who hate it, they know that's really where it's supposed to happen at. They don't like it for, and I'm going to be a fan of the fans for once, which I'm not normally am, right, Dice? And that's, it's not what it used to be. My gripe with that is it's not going to be. And it really truly can't be if you tend to learn and understand big business. Not calling no one dumber, but it's just certain. I know people say, well, they can do it. You're right. I agree. They can do certain things, but they're not going to risk it. You know what I mean? To win back a fan base that already made them. People are not saying you get into business to make money. Although, as fans, we want to see you get into business. You know, wrestling is more, it's supposed to be a happy sport, right? It was something to be happy about. And lately, wrestling fans are not happy about it. So you have the huge rumor that came out. We was in one of our posts, I think, when Jeff tagged us in something on the book, and people went in, and you see it from everywhere, so I'm picking on that conversation, because if you, no matter what hashtag, that's the dirt sheet you're reading, or whatever, you hear, you know, everybody wants out of the company now, right? So you had Nia Jax, she asked for some time off. Today, Kevin Owens left the tour, and people thought he quit, and he had his family need him. He even tweeted out, look, thank you for everybody, I'm sorry, I'm not hurt, I'm not sick, I had a family emergency, you know what I mean? But that's all because now with Neville and going back to Austin Aries, everybody thinks everybody's leaving a company. What do you stand in that thought process of them saying, you know, Bray wants out and all these guys wants out now? What do you stand with that?
It's really wishy-washy to me. I mean, Bray's one of these guys who's on that list, and I can't see reason why, but I can see the reason why. I mean, he's pretty much lost in the shuffle.
Because you're a woman?
But, I mean, he's lost in the shuffle on Raw. He's lost his identity. He's lost his identity.
He's lost his smile.
He's
lost his smile. Gray has lost his smile.
And at the same time, you got Bo Dallas, who's one of the rumored people as well, and which I don't see that, because Bo Dallas is getting main event shine just being aligned with The Miz himself. So, but I think there's pretty much rumored. I mean, I think there's truth to Bo Dallas and Bray Wyatt being sick. I mean, they're brothers, so I'm pretty sure that they probably, you know, ride together. They probably room together.
A certain person in wrestling, you know, have initials like Jeff Jarrett. Just say.
I'm sorry, what was that?
And that's why they got sick. I said, you know, maybe they gang banged the same wrestler, you know, somebody in the company with the initials, you know, Jeff Jarrett.
I'm
just saying. I mean, hey.
Oh, I like that. We love
that. Was that
her,
superstar
be
there tonight too? Right? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just saying. Their brothers and girls got sick together. Could that, you know, when I first heard the story, all BS, that's what came to my mind. No lie. First thing I heard when I read that both of them, I instantly said JoJo gave them, you know. And if, you know, that was a lesson to me not knowing what a venereal disease was. I saw the word venereal and I just thought coochie. So I asked my wife, she's like, baby, look it up.
Pretty much that's what everybody thinks. That's pretty much what everybody thinks.
Okay.
And so before I even, you know, try to make a speculation of what it even is, I literally have to Google that. Google is your best friend when it comes to these things. And it's literally, from what I understand, it's pretty much just a viral infection, and it can be, you know, it can be spread just as easy as like the common cold can. So, but they say it can be breathed in, it can be, you know, forks, knives, all that type of stuff. So it could have been something with the catering, or, I mean, you just never know. So, I mean, I think the rumor now is that they're getting everybody tested now for this.
Everybody got a touch of the flu. So, again, going back to Daniel Bryan and Kurt Angle, because that's the biggest thing. Like I said, Dave Metzger and the Wrestling Observer, as well as what's my show on YouTube, Wrestle Talk, has reported, which is Wrestle Talk now, the magazine, by the way. I like those guys over in the UK. They're pretty funny. They're pretty, and they don't try to say they come from them. They pick sources to get information from, which is, you know, still a dirt sheet show, but whatever. But this did come out and come to pass. They're saying that, well, the rumor had it that Daniel Bryan and Kurt Angle were being considered for this match. And when it was found out that it was Kurt Angle, is when he had the Instagram post or the Twitter post where Kurt Angle was saying, interesting, with the face emoji, and then the it's true, question marks. Oh, it's damn true. So, is Daniel Bryan, I mean, you feel, because I think this is big news going into tonight as well, because tonight, in my opinion, Dice, with the storyline, wrestling is storyline, not going into it, it's just a makeshift bona fide great, you know, house show, in my opinion, right now, because none of this makes any sense. So, like, these finishes I don't think are going to be the same. I think the whole story of tonight is completely different.
Yeah, I think the only way that WWE could have saved face in reference to this Kurt Angle thing is the fact that you should have never – I don't – keeping Bray's name on there, fine. Bo, fine. But you should have left Roman Reigns' name off of it, simply because what he went through on Monday night at the hands of Kane and Braun Strowman, that was the perfect way to write him out, to put Kurt Angle in. However, WWE decided to actually put his name on this list of people, and he could have ran the angle of, okay, well, this was all Kurt Angle's fault for the stipulation. You should have known that The Miz was going to have a backup plan. Now, the Shield is going in 2-on-5. You know what? It was my fault, guys. I'm going to go on those battlefield lines and fight with you. It was my fault. Triple H sees this from afar. He comes to Raw, doesn't like the way Kurt Angle is, you know, running the show. That possibly can plant seeds for Angle's last match, in which we know he wants to do one more run. And it's either going to be Triple H. I mean, what's been rumored for years is Triple H and Rock, but, I mean, this is contingent on Rock's movie schedule. You know, so you still have – you can take that storyline one or two ways. So, I mean, you can go Triple H in angle, Triple H in Rock. You can go Rock in angle. Rock could be mad that – you know, Rock could have been mad that Kurt Angle put, you know, his family in that situation and got
in
him
that match.
Down.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, it could have been spun so many different ways, and I think WWE just – they jumped way too ahead of themselves as far as what they could have done as far as that storyline. But, yeah, it's really – I mean, there's
well,
right now. There's
time, though, but you got to think that this happened Friday afternoon. This decision came down 48 hours before the pay per view. So it's good to go back and say, which I agree, that would have made sense if that was the original plan. But this wasn't planned. Like Roman, for all the rumored people believe, we know Roman's not going anywhere. So, like you said, you know they're legitimately sick. So that put that people going somewhere because Cody is showing them that rumor that came out. Stop it, people. Stop it. That's what I say. Put the crack pipe down. Gospel, jump, Sam, jump. See, you don't know that movie because you don't know what I'm talking about. But you should put the crack pipe down. All right. But, no, come on. They're smoking it, dog. They were smoking it. The wrestling fans are like, yeah, everybody's going to leave because Ring of Honor and Cody Rhodes is the greatest thing that ever happened in professional wrestling since what? CM Punk? Since what? AJ Styles? Since what? Daniel Bryan? Since what? Who's the next internet darling you guys have to love that you did not love? Christian Cage and his TNA friend that you did not love or appreciate when they were in the WWE. Let's forget about Stardust. Forget about Stardust. Before he became Stardust, Cody Rhodes, outside of using the moniker American Nightmare or using, which he says he gets offended by or come out and say he was offended by some of the talk, right, about my dad not getting credit for stuff, now who's using his father's name? I love Cody. I've been a Cody fan since day two. My story will never change. Didn't see it at first, saw it way before Legacy, but right before Legacy I started seeing it. Okay, at the end of him and Bob Hardcore Holly's run, I started seeing some things in Cody. Okay, where were you fans that were doing dashing and doing the paper bag, which was amazing storyline? So I don't want to hear, oh, Ring of Honor and Bullet Club is so much better. Shout out to King Von Jr. 720 on the Twitter, our social media guy, when he had a picture of the Bullet Club now and the Bullet Club you guys loved before. Major difference, guys. There's no AJ Styles. There's no Finn. There's no Gallo and Anderson here, guys. They're not. They're not even a Bullet Club. They're like the red and black version of the NWO. It's the Bullet Club. Love them. They're good. But you're not as major as those guys who are in the WWE right now. Let's be real here. I said it. I said it, Dice. It needs to be said, Dice.
I mean, like, it. The bullet, that would never be.
I ain't afraid of you motherfuckers, as Bernie Mac would say. 347-373-8859. I ain't afraid of you motherfuckers.
That Bullet Club that a couple of years ago, there was a reason why it got endorsed by Kevin Nash and Scott Hall. When you had AJ and you had Gallows and Anderson and Balor, that right there, they said that they were just as big as the NWO as in terms of the roster that they had. You know, it was at least 10 to 15 deep. You know, and that now the Bullet Club is like, what, 7 people now? And maybe 6?
Okay, but
I mean,
you know,
it's
again,
still a good
isn't that still a sale of who? I'm not knocking that. I didn't say they were the LWO. I didn't say that. So before people get mad and say, you know, I didn't say they're the LWO. I think they're the red and black NWO, right? They're not the original NWO. Let's be real about how much you love the Wolfpack, right? The Wolfpack was not H.H. Hall and Nash in the beginning of those promos.
No.
Okay?
No.
They wasn't that group. And when they got early on bigger, they wasn't that group. Okay? I love the Bullet Club in them. Go ahead. Can you give me another tangent?
Yeah, the Wolfpack, I mean, it was pretty much just really 5 members. You know, there was Sting, K-Dog, Luger, Macho Man, and Sting, and you can really take Luger out because he was pretty much hurt most of the time. You know, so, like, it was – the Wolfpack was really 4 people. You know, like, and Scott Hall kept bouncing back and forth, but as short as the – I mean, as small as the roster for the Wolfpack was, I thought it was a really great stable, probably one of my favorite stables of all time. And it still had a really good effect on that period of time in wrestling. But the only thing that I, the only problem that I have with the Bullet Club and the whole Bullet Club thing at this point, wrestling has no factions anymore. And I used to
and
love
that's what makes
faction
them great.
Wars.
I give you that.
Yeah,
I give you that. I mean, that's the truth.
Yeah, I mean, we needed somebody for the Shield when they were at their apex. We needed somebody on the other side of the fences doing their thing as well. And they tried to give us a sloppy Wyatt family Shield type thing, but I felt like it was way too soon, and it was poorly put together. I mean, we eventually got a match, but it wasn't anything like everybody would expect it to be. But that's what I feel like. Bullet Club doesn't have that other group to stop them or compete with them. And I think that's where a lot of
– Have they ever?
I don't – to my knowledge, I don't think so.
Right.
Yeah, to my knowledge, I don't think so. But at that point in time, it was really more so about, hey, we got pretty much the hottest wrestler going in the business today, and he's with us who nobody likes. Like, what are you guys going to do about it? I think that dynamic to it just made the Bullet Club that much more popular. Because, I mean, let's face it, everybody likes the bad guy that everybody likes, if that makes sense. Like, nobody likes bad guys purposely, but he's so damn cool that you just can't help
Rock,
but to like him.
The Rock.
But you're not going to like the things that, yes,
the Rock.
Exactly.
Okay,
corporate Rock, Hollywood
Rock. Who in the
Rock.
Bullet Club is like that? Who's in the Bullet Club? Let's be real. I love Cody. I love the new Bucks, the young Bucks. I defended the Bucks at youth, early TNA. We all said that is the new Harvey Moon, and they need to go to WWE right now. There's not many guys you see in TNA. Why? You name them. There, you know, you see them. You see Samoa Joe, you see it right away. Robert Roode right away. You saw the young Bucks and said they need to go to the WWE. You saw that in them. But who in the young Bucks? Who in the Bullet Club? Is Kenny Omega really their leader, or is it Cody Rhodes? It has to be Cody because he has the face, he has the name. But before then, they needed to be Kenny Omega, right? That's what it was supposed to be because he had the big rivalry with Okada and New Japan Pro Wrestling. But what people forgot and what I kept trying to mention to them is they already got Kenny Omega. His name is Seth Rollins, the Kingslayer. It's my opinion.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean,
that's why
and I agree with you.
Face.
Yeah, I agree with you, but at that time when Cody was pretty much the shocker of a name who decided to turn it to walk out on a WWE, you know, Bullet Club was losing, you know, they were losing a bit of their luster, and they needed somebody like that to get that buzz back. And Cody Rhodes was the perfect addition to him for that point in time, you know, and it's just like the story of the NWO. You know, and you know it was always rumored that the third guy was supposed to be Sting, but how much of that impact would have had if it wasn't somebody we didn't expect? You know, like, I mean, would the NWO still be as big if it wasn't Hogan that started that out? No, I think that Hogan was the only person that could have done that.
They
and,
could do it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, yeah, so
absolutely.
I think for that point of time, Cody Rhodes is the only person on the market that could have helped turn around the Bullet Club. Just like AJ's time, he was the only person that could really turn that around.
Like Christian Cage really helped TNA, no matter people hate to say that a WWE guy came.
Oh,
help them.
Man.
But he did.
Loved everything about Christian. Is one of my favorite wrestlers of all time.
I got a shirt on right now. I have his shirt on
and
right now. I have a Christian shirt on
TNA
right now.
His TNA run was amazing because he came in on, I'm going to say, the backside of his prime, which, I mean, like, he still could go. But it's just the good thing about TNA and what all the wrestlers always big them up for is the actual schedule that they had. With a schedule like that, the veterans are able to thrive and you know, they can really bounce their creative ideas off of the writers, and it really makes for really good television if it's done right. And I felt like in that span of time, like, Christian Cage had some really good matches with Angle, with Joe, with AJ, I think him and Booker T went at it a couple of times. So it was really good. He had a really good run in TNA. And I think, truthfully, somebody was in Vince's ear or they was in Triple H's ear, you know, like, listen, you guys got to get Christian back here. Like, he's doing gold stuff. And I think that I think Christian is one of those guys who doesn't get enough credit for what he's done. That's, you know what, that's, you know, when was that then they bought him into the ECW fold, the new breed fold?
Yeah.
Or was that after?
See, here's the thing.
Yes, so that was after.
I think that was after. But here's the thing with Christian, and I always thought that was a disconnect, and it's what I say about, and that's noticeable, right? It's not, I just say, you can see these kind of things, right? Spot this is a show for the intelligent wrestling thing. And some things are just right there for you to look at, like one fish, two fish, three fish, or the red fish, blue fish. You know what I'm talking about, right? That's your book. That's your favorite book, right? That Dr. Seuss thing. you can just look at things and just know what they are. And I was watching how the crowd difference between shows. I would never understand red fish, blue fish, right? I get it now. I would never understand how people don't see the difference of the way the crowd is on the main roster. And the biggest problem I think wrestling fans need to ask themselves within themselves is, why do you expect more from Raw, SmackDown, and WWE when you know that it's not what it was? That's to me, I think. So I think when they don't hit, people are easy to rip them because they're like, well, you said WWE. Well, you say that too. That's why you're so ripping them, because they're supposed to do it. So when your lesser markets do it, but you're needed. Okay, we need the Bullet Club, right? We need the Bullet Club. We need someone to kick Vince in the nuts so he can have some scrape boots again, right? Because something needs to change. He's losing top guys after getting guys we thought we were going to see a boom in the WWE with the guys they were getting, and they're kind of having a hard time. As we had on Soul and Sports, we had Road Dogg, Jesse James, when he said these guys are having a hard time getting what we want them to do in the stores, right? They're not
right.
They don't want to do that because they're being stuck with not being who they are. But that has been the company forever. So when people say, "Oh, creative, 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 creative," everybody was a form of creative. You can see how you want to and say Macho Man was all Macho Man, Hogan was all Hogan, Stone Cold was all Stone Cold, all Shawn Michaels was all Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart was all Bret Hart. They wasn't. Because a lot of them left and were not the same person somewhere else as they were here. It's a package deal. Flair talks about it. The guys talk about it. When you're in the building, when you're with the number one company and that character development hits, it's a role. It's a role. You're on a roll. But it also takes the fans to keep it on the roll. 347-637-3859. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. Kick, knack, patty whack, give a dog a bone, and you can't teach that. Cody Rhodes has to win.
Club, a lot of American Nightmare shirts, Bill and Club. These guys rule the world. They have this entire Global War Tour, BJ.
Those guys are on fire right now. Earlier today, this cameraman here, Fritz, he said, thank you, when he saw me. And little Willie and Gorilla, you know what he said when he saw me? Thank you. And even Ian Riccoboni, where's he up? Ian Riccoboni, what did you say earlier, Ian? What did you say? You said, thank you, Cody.
Really, Cody? Yeah, I said thank you.
He called you out there, and you did tell him thank you earlier. You did.
They said thank you because today is the final stop on the Global Wars Tour. And that tour happens to be the most lucrative, the most financially successful tour in the history of Ring of Honor.
He's not lying, DJ.
He never lies, Ian. How dare you call him a liar? I'm going to go tell him that. Just so you know, I made note of that.
It's hot. I'm sorry. It's hot.
Is it?
It's hot, folks. Oh, but I was filled with joy. I was jubilant. I wanted to see each and every one of you. I wanted to talk to each and every one of you, but there was a tweet earlier today that got under my skin. And I'm sure I am not allowed to say his name, but I will read the tweet. Actually, the most important part is simple. A certain superstar decided to say, hashtag walk over talk. Man, for so long, I thought that tactical vest was just covering up his pot belly. I thought that tactical vest was just covering up failed drug tests.
Was that the shot Dice Man heard around the internet? Is that what the people want to see? Like we talked about, you know, what's going on? Let's talk about it. These guys aren't here. If you're new to the program or coming to the program late, 347-637-3859. Let's pick you back up with the shakeup in TLC tonight. I'm saying it right now. It is not the TLC pay-per-view for Raw we thought we were going to see. It's a glorified house show. And you had the rumors that came out, and I'm going to put this to bed again right now. They're rumors. Those guys aren't going anywhere, okay? They're not, okay? Everybody's not seeking out Cody for advice, but, and I said already, catch you back up, the Bullet Club, as good as they are, they're not the NWO. But if that shot right there by Cody, what the younger fans who love wrestling want to get back into the business there, Dice Man?
I think it really is. Honestly, that is the first time that I've heard that. I've seen it on the internet, didn't click the link, but that is the first time. And from what that sounds like, that is what professional wrestling fans have been looking for. I mean, like you want to hear little jabs back and forth between promotions. You know, you can't quite say the name, but everybody knows the little situation going on, so you can throw a jab out there, and only the IWC is going to get that. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's necessary, because in the Monday Night Wars we had, you know, WCW was throwing shots at WWE all the time. So, you know, I think it's definitely something that's needed, and I'm excited to see where everything goes from, but I'm not too excited to see about this TLC tonight. Like I'm trying to build myself up to actually just take it in for what it is, but I mean, after being excited for things that I thought we were going to see, it's kind of hard to readjust my mind to say like, all right, yeah, I mean, pretty much the only thing I'm excited to see is Kurt Angle and if he can still go. I mean, he's only a couple of months removed from a pretty good indies match that he had with Cody Rhodes, but other than that, I haven't seen Kurt Angle wrestle in about 3 years, I believe. So I'm pretty excited to see what he still has in the tank, simply because I'm really anxious to see if he has one more match left in him, a WrestleMania caliber type match with a main eventer.
347-637-3859. Welcome into the program right now. Talk, joining the program, a very big fan of the internet that's outside of wrestling, that not the WWE. I just explained that so many different kind of ways. I got this Blue Moon right now. I haven't been drinking in a long time. I've had three of them. Go ahead, Toph. What's going on? You know you're a fan of other promotions. Tonight, is this – what can WWE – because I'm thinking fans here understand, we're still getting Finn Balor and AJ Styles because of the meningitis. Whatever the hell it is they got over there, Toph.
Yeah, man, that meningitis or – the mumps, that's no joke. I've dealt with that before. When I saw the news, I think it was a day ago or 2 days ago, whenever it was, I thought it was like a joke or something. Then I found out it was real, and I was like, oh, okay. So, yeah, it's definitely panic mode. It's panic mode. the only real negative thing I can say is, I guess, I wonder if they tried to call Lesnar to see if he wanted to do something. Not that he would have said yes anyway. So,
right.
The AJ Balor thing doesn't bother me.
Why do you scream? Let me bring that back to you. I'm sorry. Let me bring that back. Why did you choose panic mode? Why do you say the word panic mode? What's panic mode here?
I think the only thing that I thought was panic mode was not AJ Balor, but Kurt Angle. when you consider the circumstances of just everything. Like, this guy has not been in a WWE match in like 11 years. This is his first WWE match in 11 years. No build. You're just randomly just not to joke around. Like, we talk about all types of stuff on, you know, the barbershop. You know, like wrestling, a lot of video games today have what's called DLC. You know, they release a game unfinished, and then the DLC comes afterwards. Right. Like, they literally just downloaded Kurt into this match. To me, that's straight up panic mode. That's what that is. So, and then what's even weirder about it is all the injuries that he has. So it's like they'll clear him, but they won't clear Bryan, which makes it even more
we talked about that in the interesting tweet. One is concussions, I think, are a little bit more severe can happen and easier can happen than what can happen to Kurt, who has been active more than Daniel Bryan, obviously, coming off of the other, you know, independent.
Right.
He had a match, what, a couple months back with Cody Rhodes himself, okay, that we're talking about right now. So Kurt has been active in the last year, where Daniel has not been. And again, that's the one that's definitely for question there. Dice Man, are you making a sandwich? Are you messing with yourself in a pickle?
No, that's my bad. That's my bad.
Right. I think when I saw you went outside, inside, outside. Which, he likes it like that, I guess. All right.
Man, what you guys were talking about earlier with the Cody thing, that's cool because, man, I hate talking about stuff like this because it makes me feel old, but the reality is that there's just a lot of fans out there that, well, you know, it makes, I mean, you know, you guys are older than me, of course, but, right, but a lot of fans out there, they never really, you know, you can go on YouTube and you can go on the WWE Network and you can watch stuff from the Monday Night Wars, but it's not the same. Like, you know, you had to have lived through that to really understand just how it was to see companies just throwing shade at each other every week. So, you know, it's not just Cody stuff, too. Like, right now, Jericho's throwing shade at Omega for, like, no reason, calling Omega overrated, and Omega's like, wow, never meet your heroes, and, you know, the Young Bucks and all that. But, yeah, the stuff with, like, you know, Cody, the Bucks, Roman, like, you know, just throwing shade at each other back and forth, it's pretty much, like, the closest thing that this generation of wrestling fans has ever really gotten to see what it's like to see guys from different companies just throwing shade at each other. And it's kind of crazy because it's like these new generation fans out there that weren't around during the Monday Night Wars, like, they just dismiss it entirely. And it's like, wow, like, wow. But sometimes
right
that's
here.
What it takes.
We blame the internet for ruining wrestling, but right now they're taking advantage of that. And they're, you know, whether it's their false rumors, their, you know, the what really might be happening behind the scenes. But you just say, giving shots from, you know, Omega to Jericho and under those circumstances as well, just a lot of things going on between the two of those. So that brings us again to tonight. That brings us to tonight because there's wrestling, and I said, as you said, it's panic mode. Like you said, it's panic mode. And I look at it like you have a pay-per-view, it's automatically panic mode, right? Who could you have plugged in? Dice mentioned about the storyline. You could have brought out storyline and saying, hey, Kurt Angle was responsible for this whole mess. Roman Reigns, who got demolished on Raw, got injured for the match. Instead of them going honest, they could have kept a storyline, wrestling his storyline, and thrown in it, Roman got hurt. And so, you know, somehow upper management said, well, since you let them have this match, you got to replace him or find a replacement. Or every case you want to, you know, put in your wrestling fantasy there and search your story should have happened. Instead of coming out being honest and just having to be like this to give us even more speculation for how Daniel Bryan really feels and how many fucks he has left in him. Because whether you believe it or you don't believe it, but you want to sit there and say, well, maybe Daniel's doing something like this, they have a bigger plan. It's for the WWE marks, right? And he's really going to be in WWE. If I'm a WWE guy and I'm here saying, all signs point to me even saying, I've said for about a year now, right, guys, that he would never leave WWE, I even think Daniel might leave, unless this is one big hell of a story. Right? So, panic. They had to do something. Kurt Angle is here tonight. Let's talk about that. Can we enjoy the return of Kurt Angle to the wrestling ring, but in this kind of match, Dice?
In a specialty type match, not really. I mean, like, you have to think, what in the hell is WWE doing? Like, if you really want Kurt Angle to do one more match? You're going to put him in a, what is this, a TLC match? Like,
yeah.
What do we, why would we put Kurt Angle in that type of harm's way? Do you think that Kurt Angle is really going to outpower Braun Strowman before he's about to get put through a table? Like, you
right.
know, it's just, I mean, I think you're going to do more harm
anyway.
Than good. Yeah, I mean, I think you're going to do more harm than good because, you know, like, if I want to see Kurt Angle, I want to see him in a one-on-one typical wrestling match. I don't want to see, yeah, I don't want to see him in a specialty type match with, you know, pretty much this is going to be a street fight. It's going to be a slaughter. I mean, it's
blind tag.
It's 5-on-2.5.
Blind tag. Stop it, Jesus. There it is right now. I'm calling my shot. I'm calling my shot. Okay? Like Jeff Bridges' character in Major League, I'm calling my shot. Watch this. I bet he kick him. You will get general manager versus general manager at WrestleMania. The WWE is smart. They know how to capitalize with one thing and one thing only. These people, no matter what they tell you, it all matters. They've been telling us since we were kids. Come on, who knows it? Who knows it? That a wrestler who gave the perfect phrase, everybody has a price. For the
million dollar man.
Vincent Kennedy McMahon himself, the real one. They will give Daniel Bryan enough money and enough creative control to keep him with the company to get him to wrestle that match against Kurt Angle. Could you have a safer match? Could you have a safer match? I'm calling it right now.
All right. So, all right. Well, let me ask you this question. Who do you think has had more concussions, Daniel Bryan or Christian?
I would think Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan has had way more concussions than
Daniel
Christian.
Bryan
Speaking
has had a lot of bad luck.
Right. Speaking of the concussion thing, this is the thing that always kind of annoyed me the most about fans attacking Christian for all the concussions he had. He was in all those ladder matches all the time.
Right.
All the time. Every time there was a Money in the Bank match, like go back and look at those like Money in the Bank matches. He was always the dude taking the most bumps because nobody else in the match was willing to do it. If you wanted to do someone go through a table, it was him. If you wanted to do a crazy ladder bump, it was him. And then every time they needed someone to get put over, like if there was a guy that, you know, creative was high on, you know, like Sheamus or Del Rio, it was always Christian that took it for the team. You know those stiff kicks Del Rio would always do? Who took them? Christian. No one else took those kicks. And I remember like WrestleMania 30 when they were building up the first Andre the Giant Battle Royale, like the only story of the participants in the match was Christian and Sheamus. And I remember like 3 weeks in a row, it was like 1 week it was a street fight, another week it was a Falls Count Anywhere match. It was Christian that took all those bumps. No one else took them. So fans need to stop attacking folks. Like, it's one thing, okay, like, it's one thing, like, if you're Sin Cara, right? Like, you get hurt and you can't finish a match, right? Whatever. But it wasn't like Christian was like a little frail cookie. Like, he would take the bumps that nobody else was willing to take. Go back and watch that SummerSlam match of Randy Orton. What was it, 2011? That street fight? Every single, like, serious.
That Randy
bump,
did on the stairs. Yes.
Right.
I guess my thing is WWE pretty much forced Christian to retire, even though he still had the passion in it. And I mean, that it seems like they're trying to do the same thing with Daniel Bryan, but you know, they're trying to like the girl who, you know, you hit her once and then, you know, you're trying to let her down easy, you know, so you keep talking to her, but you don't see her. You know, that's how I feel. That's how they're doing with Daniel Bryan.
They don't want to lose that Bella money. They do not want to lose the Bella money. And the Bella Bocchi, by the way, guys, your wine drinker is the shit, the red and the white. That some bitch costs about $45 a bottle, though. Okay? But it's worth it. Okay? That wine is good. Bella wine. So I put that shit on Instagram. She has my taste. It really is my wife, but, you know, she's my wife, so I get some kind of credit, right? I mean, she does call me the monster among men. But tonight, let's talk about it. Winner, losers. Okay? So, just so people would know, we're not getting Sister Abigail versus the Demon. We're getting AJ Styles versus Finn Balor. So in this house show, Hugo, in this house show match, are you excited for Finn Balor versus the phenomenal AJ Styles, the true leader of the Bullet Club, not Cody Rhodes? Hugo, you're a son of a bitch. You know that?
Oh. What was your question, Mike? My bad, man. I'm so stuck over here, man. My bad.
Straight up. Yes.
Stupid.
Stop it. DJ, take that question, please.
I can't be excited for it. I can't.
It's
like,
the house show. You get to see on TV.
Okay, but listen, all right. Okay, so what percentage of these wrestling matches do we really take in part of the story? You know, it's at least 60 to 70%.
Everything's dead.
Exactly,
no
exactly.
Tonight.
So
everything's dead.
So every
well, not everything, but
exactly.
These major matches are dead. You know what I mean? The TLC was they ended the whole. They spent the whole night of Monday Night Raw on. You know, everything was about that match. The entire Raw episode. But to me, I thought Raw was very good because of that. That's how the old shows with the NWO and Stone Cold and them would go. The whole show was focused on the top talent from the beginning of the show to the end of the show. And I thought that's what Raw did. To me, the way that go-home show for Raw was put together was amazing. But you're right. It's dead
yeah.
now. It's dead.
It's just,
dead.
I just, if there's no storyline to the match, most of the time, I don't care for it. If there's no bigger picture to it, I don't care for it. Like, why is a SmackDown star coming to fill in for Raw? There was no Raw superstar that could fill in.
Well, you could actually make it into a storyline type of thing because of the history that they both have. I mean, if you really think about it, when's the next time do you think that we could see AJ Styles? Yeah, when's the next time we could see AJ Styles versus Finn Balor? If the second superstar shakedown doesn't put them together, not in a while. So why not? Why not? And besides, we got probably the two best wrestlers in the WWE.
You're right. But they didn't put it there. They gave us feeling. They didn't give us a story behind it. Like they have time. Let's be real.
Yeah,
right?
The story.
We're talking about.
Right. The story could be their history.
No. I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying. They should have put it on the internet somehow through Twitter as the older, you know, as the Bullet Club and other Indie Wrestling Federation, you know, wrestlers and WWE guys are going to them. We spoke about the you know, these wars we're having over social media. They could have did it social media wise. The same way they pumped out Southwest Regional Wrestling real fast, a little quick, you know, tout video, right? of AJ Styles saying, you know, fans, it's been a while, something, right? But it just, the way that
we could get that
right
tonight.
Now,
but we can get tonight.
So, right?
I mean, maybe something in the kickoff show.
So.
And in fact, that could actually make a kickoff show successful, something like that.
It could. It very well could. A Sunday Night Heat version, if you will, right? So just some corny little quick dialogue between the two. Not even on the same screen. Not even on the same screen. It's Sunday, right? It's nighttime. Throw some heat in there, baby. Okay? I thought I could put, you know, great balls of fire in the pre-show right there. Boom. And that way... You boy to clap Jimmy Dugan. I don't know, shit. But then we also get, like we said, Kurt Angle. This is just so rushed. Like, so tonight, guys, let's just go ahead and ask this one. Now, it went from being a pay-per-view I had some interest in to now, do you even really care about tonight? Now, we still, like we said, we get the Oscar squash match against the Dice Man's favorite diva. He's going to admit it today, okay? He loves him and Alicia. Okay, and she's gonna get her ass beat by Asuka, but he would dick her out as well. He just likes them, you know. He likes them all. Then we get his other girl, Mickie James, who he thinks, I believe, he even said, will win the title against Alexa, the Goddess Bliss.
Yes.
I mean, there's still some storyline in tonight's show, right? Isn't there though?
There is, but while it's not. It's not enough. Like, I mean, Asuka's debut, yeah, it's going to be a squash match. And I'm predicting that Asuka is going to continue her undefeated streak until Nia Jax comes back.
Yeah.
Until Nia Jax comes back. That's pretty much what we have. You know, like women's this I don't have too much interest in it. I would like to see how she fares with Emma, but I mean, yeah, we can pretty much agree that she's going to lose this match. I mean, that Asuka's going to win this match, and you know, that's pretty much where it's at.
Well, we thought that before it happened. Really?
I mean,
really,
Emma was built
up. Emma, did you really think you were going to let Emma win that match? Really?
Listen, listen. When they did
when they did the
battle royal,
disposable.
When they did the battle royal, I honestly thought it was going to be Alicia Fox because she's been jobbing for so long.
Alicia
I thought it was
going
to be her.
She's in a battle. She's in a storyline, believe it or not, with Sasha Banks. Has Sasha Banks fallen from the ranks that she's down with her? I mean, give all these divas a chance, right? With the diva revolution, Alicia Fox should get a chance, right?
I mean, she deserves a chance, but at this, she's pretty much lost in the shuffle because most of these girls that can wrestle now, they just are pure athletes. Like, she has a, you know, like, it's just her character is just corny. It's just corny. There's something about her character.
I'm going to find it hard-pressed. I'm sorry to cut you off. Find it hard-pressed not to turn it off to watch. Walking Dead season premiere. I'm serious. I'm going to have a hard time not cutting it off of that.
I think I'm right there with you, but I'm going to still try to. I'm going to keep some. I'm going to try to watch this pay per view with an open mind.
I'll be honest with you. I know that there's no storyline behind it. There's nothing going on with this actual pay per view. But let's be honest. We should all be at least a little excited to see Kurt Angle back. Like, I'm excited to see him back. We haven't seen him in 11 years.
But I am.
The nostalgia, you know.
I am.
Why not, Mike?
He's a kid on Team Method Braun fucking Strowman. Like,
yeah, no, I feel you. But I think.
He's not
going to
He's not even going to move off the ladder in the WWE ring.
I don't think he's going to be wrestling, to be honest with you. I think there's going to be a wrench thrown in the whole pay-per-view. And I could honestly see not even Kurt Angle wrestling at all in this pay-per-view.
But Roman coming back out maybe to save the day?
Not Roman. Someone probably could attack Kurt Angle. You know,
Taker
to some
fight
sort of snaz. That'll be awesome. I would actually mark out more if The Undertaker came out than Kurt Angle, and to actually keep Kurt Angle fresh to what you were saying, Mike, a general manager versus general manager match at WrestleMania. I wouldn't mind waiting for Kurt Angle until WrestleMania if we're going to get that match, to be honest with you.
So, to start at, we need Kurt Angle on his way to the ring, and somehow he's just mysteriously unconscious or locked in a room. Like, Daniel Bryan wouldn't sneak
it
him.
Could be
but would Daniel
like
Bryan
that.
Lock him in?
It could happen.
Lock him in the locker room. Right? Storyline.
That would be funny.
Storyline. Well, let's go ahead and pick some winners here. All right. Finn Balor or AJ Styles? I don't want to hear it doesn't matter. It's still a good match. But would you like to see him come on top of this match? Because it's going to be show bragging rights. At this point, it's SmackDown versus Raw. That topic can even be built if you had a storyline. So you're just going in there, how we're smarter than the average people, right? Which is just show for the intelligence. But just think, your intelligence will come to be. No superiority here. Okay? So, start with you, Dice Man. AJ Styles or Finn Balor? Bullet Club leader versus Bullet Club leader.
I'm going with AJ Styles, man. I've been an AJ fan since 2002. I still think he's the best wrestler in the world. I feel like Finn does need this win, but I just don't think it's going to be against AJ, so I'm definitely going AJ.
Toph, who you got winning this match?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go with AJ here.
I'm stuck to Rob on that picture you sent to the group. Really threw me off as you were talking. Hugo, who wins this match? You see,
I'm going to go with Finn Balor, guys. I'm gonna go with Finn Balor. I think Finn Balor, if he's gonna make his legacy obviously known on Monday Night Raw, he needs to go over big time. And what a better way against AJ Styles? Because I think Finn Balor, he needs more than what he has right now. And I would like to see Finn Balor actually win this match. I'm gonna go with Finn Balor, but obviously it would not surprise me if And it would not surprise me if AJ Styles wins.
I'm going to also go with Finn Balor winning this match. AJ's AJ. He's set where he's set. It's a Raw pay-per-view. The short notice, all that can, you know, kind of play involved. And I guess you can play that both ways. But like the New York Yankees, AJ Styles is going to come up short. Give it to Finn Balor. Here we got, yeah, Yankees, futures in the bucket. You know the rest. All right, then we got the TLC match. We already said, you know, Kurt Angle's going to win that match. So were anybody ever thinking that The Shield, even if Roman was there, was winning this match? Because I never thought they could. When I saw Kane come out Monday, I automatically knew it was over. When they had Braun, I knew it was over. So when you added Kane, it was like, okay, if The Shield comes back and beats those guys, then they're more than a measuring stick for the business. They're the new shovels for the business. That's how I saw it. If The Shield would have won this match tonight, with Roman there or not, I'd have thought they had the new shovels in the WWE talk.
That's funny, little golden shovels. Yeah, I don't think Roman being part of the match really.
We are the measuring stick.
Yeah. Regardless, I predict. Yeah, regardless of what happens, I predict the Miz will. You know, he'll do the honors and he'll take a pinfall from somebody. Maybe he'll tap out. So maybe Angle will make him tap out the angle lock. I don't know, but I guess Rollins, Ambrose, and Angle. I guess I'm going to predict them to win, but I'm predicting Miz to take the losing fall here.
Really?
Wow,
that's
got winning this match.
Yeah, man, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to agree with you on this one, Mike. I am going to go ahead and go with the Miz's team. I think it's just way too much for the Shield to overcome. I'm sure that we're probably going to get something else at Survivor Series, but I'm going to go ahead and go with the Miz's team.
Who you got in this one, Dice Man?
I am throwing the curveball out, and I'm going with Kurt's team. The reason why, I just have this strange hunch that there is something else that is going to play a part in this match, and it doesn't involve anybody that's in the match. Jason Jordan, the wild card, I see something happening with him. Maybe he doesn't like the way his dad is getting beaten down. He's going to come out, help a little bit, distract somebody. We might have something going on. So I'm going with Kurt and the Shield.
Well, I stand by my synopsis. I like that, by the way. You know that I do. Okay. Well, who wins the match between the women's Raw title? Mickie James, does she finally win it back after all this time, Dice Man?
I'm definitely going with Mickie James to win it, only because I don't think that if they can stretch this out, who else is going to be next in line for a Survivor Series women's match? I think they're going to do a women's versus women's Survivor Series match, so it might not be, you know, just a singles match. So I think you give her that title for a short time. I think she'll be a small transitional champion. I don't think the company will back her that much, but I mean, for her to at least get the title, I believe that she deserves that. And, you know, it'll make for something interesting. Her and, you know, her and Bliss can have a more diverse program as opposed to them just kind of shoving Mickey in there. And she kind of made what she could out of it. And I kind of really like it. You know, you got the young broad who's the champ. She's cocky. She's rude. She's beautiful. She's everything that the common company wouldn't want. But, you know, then you got Mickey, who's a sweet old lady, and she was, you know, one of the hot wrestlers back in the day. So I like everything about this dynamic. So I think that she wins tonight, but maybe Bliss, you know, invokes a rematch clause on tomorrow or, you know, whenever, and gets it back. So I think Mickey will win, but it'll be a small transition.
Well, I'm thinking that Mickey doesn't get this title at all. It's what it is. It belongs to the goddess, and it's going to stay in the goddess. I don't understand the purpose of the storyline. I know they had to kind of give it to her. I kind of like they owed it to Mickey for what she did to help Alexa, you know, kind of get here underneath the radar when she was quietly making that push that was kind of going unseen, or I believe in the beginning part. But even I thought all that was brilliant. It's always good to have someone who's up and coming, whether it's female or not, to have somebody of Mickey's stature, you know, help her out. And then, like, I promise you, we'll be friends and turn it. I like that whole dynamic, that storyline. So, people, listen, The pay-per-view is starting. The pre-show in 10 minutes. Check it out tomorrow. Perfect Plex Talk Radio would not be here, but we'll be turning back on Thursday night. Check us out, guys. And I have changed my schedule. I am back, bitches. And so is PLC tonight. We'll find out what happens. Still on the Pulling Sportsman's Radio tomorrow. 5 o'clock. Fox Sports Radio.
Peace.
You have no idea what you got involved with. You have no idea who you're messing with.
Mike
you
Knox.
Have no idea. Congratulations.
Y'all better tune in to Monday nights after Raw. To the only show doing a recap when it goes off. You know how Mondays go. Watch your Raw first, then listening to the Perfect Plex Radio. Shout out to the CEO, my homie Mike Knox.
What up?
AKA the Stephen A. Smith, the wrestler.
Get out of here with that.
And if you ever met him, you know he knows his wrestling. Don't believe me, check out his title collection.
The King of Belts.
Haters, we don't stress them, cause we destined for greatness. Stay on the bench watching the franchise players. Shout out to Spot Face. What up, K of me? The crew better known as Three Count to you and me. Wrestling version of ESPN, first and 10. And for the fans asking, what's up with TNA? Check out Mr. Lopez,
Mr.
this show covers every day. And for the marks that just hops in the bag, y'all need some wrestling history, better listen
for
to Chad.
They're
rolling up the latest SmackDown on competition too. Matter of fact, y'all, let me stop spitting, dude. It's time to tune in to the show the pros listen to. Perfect Plex Radio. Y'all know what it is, man. Y'all know what y'all better be listening to. Every Monday night after Raw. Go on to www.bdsirnetwork.com or call in 347-637-3859. This is the Perfect Plex Radio, man. Y'all, you know what it is. Hey, yo, Mike Knox, I see you, man.
You
got $1 million audience, man. Matter of fact, let's talk wrestling, man. Enough of this, man. It's your boy, Fred Nux. Get at him.
Do you smell with Knox's cooking?
Rat Mania 2 coming soon.
Do you smell with Knox's cooking?